Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960, keeping it local, with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking. The following program is a discussion focused on mental health and wellness. It is for informational purposes only and should not be considered medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a qualified healthcare professional for personal medical concerns. The views and opinions expressed do not reflect those of Talk 960 AM. Welcome back. Hi, Regina. Welcome back to part three of our great conversation.
This has been amazing. For the past 2 weeks, we've talked about healthy masculinity and strength without shame. And I want to, for those who may be tuning in for the first time, because we've had some in-depth conversations over the past 2 weeks. But I'm wondering if, Darren, can you give us a little bit of recap of some of the things we've talked about in the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, again, thank you.
And welcome back, Darren.
Thank you very much. And again, I really, really appreciate this environment and being able to share a lot of my story that I hope brings hope and for others out there. That's really the goal of ultimately being here and providing this information. For me, I think the last 2 weeks, when I look back, first starting with emotional availability, mm-hmm. and whether that's seen as a strength or a weakness in a man.
Right.
I loved a lot of your comments with regards to, and maybe a little surprise to me too, with regards to, you know, women finding that attractive. Because men... Yeah, that's great. We get to hear that. Let's hear that.
Right.
But from a man-to-man relationship, again, you know, I spoke a little bit about how I felt it was beneficial in both my professional career, mm-hmm. with regards to being able to lead and mentor others and being available for others. In my personal life, I think it's allowed me to connect better with my female children and my wife. So being emotionally available, being able to express your feelings,
mm-hmm.
Has allowed me to be the best person I can possibly be, and recognizing that when I'm emotionally honest and understanding who my best person can be, just how much more impactful I can be in the world around me, positively impactful, that I'm very careful of, you know, not allowing it to be expressed in anger that ultimately can harm others or be detrimental
right.
to the relationship. So on that piece, I think that's, you know, what I would say was a good recap of what we've done. Last week's conversation, I shared a very deep story,
yes,
with regards to
very
the loss
personal.
Of my mother, and how I ultimately had to work through that. And as Cindy mentioned, definitely understanding the difference between grief and mourning.
Mourning, yes.
And feeling very good about, oh, I think I expressed that correctly during my process. And hoping that, you know, as I continue to do just things like this, being
yes.
able to share. It's mm-hmm. it's a continuation of the mourning and the appreciation for the great life that she had. And really finding joy instead of grief.
Yeah.
So is that a good recap of
I
the last 2 weeks?
That's great.
Cindy, what do you think?
I think you nailed it.
It's great, too. And don't forget that we do have our past episodes on our website, talk960.com. So feel free to share it and share it with your others as well, too.
Absolutely. And so today is the third and final part of this three-part series. And we're here with Darren Paulson and Cindy Bostic. And both have just been phenomenal in helping us to walk through this conversation.
And it's been hard at times.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
these are not,
hard, yeah.
they're not necessarily easy topics. And, you know, hats off to you guys for helping us to kind of have these conversations or at least start to get these conversations started with folks who are listening. Because this is not, you know, fluff, right? These are really some challenging topics. Darren, I want to ask you, what does emotional healing look like for men in real everyday life? Because, of course, this segment, we wanted to leave off with talking about healing, hope, and growth, right? And so kind of talk to me a little bit about what, you know, emotional healing looks like for men?
I think men, as we've discussed in our conversation, internalize all of these emotions. And I think healing, let's start with that one first, is really about being honest with yourself and being open with yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? The hope in this piece is that we recognize as men, it's okay to have these feelings of disappointment, these yes. feelings of depression, these feelings of anxiety. It's the expression of those emotions that right. ultimately, if the goal is to find resolution, that it needs to be expressed in such a way that it doesn't come out as anger, right. that it doesn't come out as blame, right?
Right.
As shameful, right?
Right?
It just needs to be honest. And we as men in our healing process and growth need to recognize that it's important that it gets expressed and that we take the time to understand and seek out help from therapists, from others, from family on the most appropriate way to share. Right, so that's how we go from healing and hope for success. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, what is the goal? The goal in the end is to find joy.
Right.
Right? It's to recognize that in joy is where we find our best.
You know, it reminds me of this. There is something I always say to my son, when especially during those hard times when he's going through challenges. And I always say, you know, the question is not why. The question is, how am I supposed to be made better because of this experience?
That's a great mindset.
Right? And so because we all have them, it's just that we really don't talk about it. It's so much easier to talk about all of the achievements and the accomplishments and all the good stuff, right? But when you're having those challenging times, when you have a sense of loss, right, or a sense of being uncertain, or you feel like, well, God, why am I going through this, right? The question is not why, but what am I supposed to learn? Because to me, therein lies the growth. I'm going to be made better. There is something that I need to have to continue this journey that I'm on to be empowered with, right? So that's kind of just how I look at that. I'm going to ask you this, Cindy, and then we're going to come back to Darren. But what gives you hope when it comes to the future of masculinity?
Well, I think things are changing. Things have changed over the generations. I mean, by virtue of you all opening your doors to Darren and I today is a big deal.
Yes.
It's a big deal. So awareness is always... Yes.
I think
number
I
one.
Agree with that too, yeah.
Yeah.
People are a little bit more open about that, about mental health in general.
Right, and having those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yeah. Darren, what about you?
You know, I love the statement you made earlier because in my life I feel that I've had to overcome a lot of different emotional concerns that a lot of men don't deal with. What's interesting for me and that you stated this is because when you are a person who overcomes this, it builds in a sense of humility and humbleness that is very easily recognized. So for me, when I see somebody who's very successful, but if the success doesn't also carry humility and humbleness,
yes.
I know you didn't have to go through
You didn't go through anything.
Right. You
yes.
haven't seen hard times,
yes.
right?
That's
because
right.
people who have seen hard times and are still succeeding, I am so proud and find such great joy in what they've overcome.
Yes.
Just gives me goosebumps thinking about just how special that makes me feel to connect with those people.
Right.
I just enjoy sharing these stories. And, you know, I don't ever, you know, look at somebody's success who hasn't maybe gone through hard times as being any less of anything. But the sense of joy and the self-awareness that you gain having experienced
yes.
that.
You know, there's just another level of depth there.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Well,
there's
another
sensitivity
where,
there.
Even from a point of if I'm hiring somebody, right, and looking for somebody to fit into my organization, I feel so much better about the fact of if you're going to be in a position of authority and you're going to lead or you're going to ultimately deal with stress and those things,
yes.
I can look at you and say, you know how to overcome.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
Cindy,
right.
I know you were wanting to jump in there.
Yeah. Everything, I agree with everything you both have said. I want to add one more thing to that, and that is, and you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned the word purpose, I think. we all are created for purpose, and we have a responsibility to help each other.
Yes.
So, yes, it's, you know, being stretched in the midst of hell, but it's also the need to give back, to give back. You know, in one of my recently darkest periods, it was about 6 years ago, when I lost my husband and my dad 2 months apart.
Yes.
Right before the lockdown, right before COVID. And you guys remember what that was like.
Yes.
Isolation.
Isolation.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in my house alone. I'm like, God, what? Watching the death and live right up the road from St. Mary Hospital and the tents and the just the craziness of all that. And I went to God in prayer. I said, how... What do you want me to do? And the answer came back really clearly and quickly. I returned to school and obtained a certification as a grief counselor. I have taken more classes in this topic than I have in my whole master's program.
Mm.
And I initiated online support groups. I didn't know if it would work, but that was a part of my healing. It was giving and receiving.
Yes.
And that's why I, you know, added the responsibility that I believe we have. It's to help the next guy, the next girl.
Yeah, because I often hear that people say, out of pain, purpose is born.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And
yeah, we don't go through it for nothing.
Out of pain in a lot of cases. Yeah, kudos. 6 years. I remember. I want to have you, Darren, if you could offer up a message to men who are struggling with emotional pain or shame. What would that message be?
I would say that by rewriting your script of what you were told to be as a man, that if you can find in your heart and in your mind the ability to recognize that the best you is achieved by being emotionally available.
Mm.
That you will recognize greater empathy. You will recognize a greater impact in the world around you. Deeper relationships. The relationship that my wife and I have, it's funny, I've got a daughter who teaches in high school. And she was sharing with the class one day that, you know, her parents are still together after almost 38 years.
Yes.
And it was amazing to me. Her students were like, really? Does that still happen today? And I'm like, it's not only does it still happen.
Unfortunately,
Not only does it still happen, that's what's meant to happen.
That, yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think that, you know, no person likes to be angry. In our moments of anger, we are not our best selves.
No.
The negative effect of that is it's self-inflicting as well as inflicting on others. I mean, the real reality for me is that I want men to recognize that, you know, there can be strength and softness, right? There can be seen that being emotionally available is not being a weak man.
That's right.
That honesty is what strength is.
Right.
Right? That enduring pain, as we've just said, right, can provide power and purpose. Our goal is not to just recognize it. It's to recognize, as you stated, what am I supposed to learn from this, right? That's growth.
Right.
It's not to keep looking back and saying, oh my gosh, that, you know, I was supposed to endure that pain. No. We're not supposed to endure pain.
Right.
We're not supposed to live in that environment.
Right.
We're meant to find from that pain the purpose to move forward. And that recognizes that there's hope for healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? You're sitting in pain. Sometimes that pain and where you're staying, it's self-inflicted. Take a big, deep breath and rewrite your script.
Right.
Let's go.
And be free.
Be free.
Yes.
Ultimately, it's freedom.
It's freedom, liberation, freedom. And you know, the resiliency of the human spirit, right? To be able to go through extraordinary, painful life experiences that sometimes would leave us broken, right, or bitter, or all of those things. But there is something about that human spirit, you know, when we challenge ourselves to be better, to get to the other side of that thing, to not allow that to consume us, that the purpose of that becomes phenomenal, right? And so I want to thank both of you for this in-depth and substantive conversation. I'm hopeful that there are those who are listening who this has sparked something in them that they want more. They want to go deeper. And so if there are listeners out there who want to reach out, learn more, kind of get connected, I think, Roxanne, you're going to give some information to do that.
We will do that. If you have any questions or want to learn more about any resources that Cindy or Darren could provide, you can always email me at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. We'll also post some information on the Talk 960 Facebook page. So please reach out if you have any questions. Again, if you want to hear more, if you missed any of the episodes that we did air in the last few weeks, always go to talk960.com, click on podcast at the top of the page, and you can find out and listen to any of the shows that we had. So again, the last 3 weeks. So this is going to be great information.
Yes.
But if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. And you can call our radio stations too if you want more information, 760-241-1313, and ask for myself as well.
And then Cindy, I know Cindy is the executive director for the Today's Woman Foundation, and I know you guys have been doing some grief
workshops.
Mm-hmm, yes. And so, Cindy, if anyone is interested, how can they connect to you through Today's Woman to get that information?
Yes. You can reach me at todayswomanfoundation@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, again,
I'd love to hear from you.
Cindy Bostic and Darren Paulson, thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Roxanne and I have just been really, really, really inspired and grateful for your candor.
And for your courage, too,
yes,
for sharing this, Darren,
yes,
as well.
Yes, and that great word, Roxanne, courage, to come and share. And we hope that you will come back throughout the year to share more with us. We hope that there's some good synergy taking place here, and who knows where that will lead the two of you.
Well, I'm excited.
Uh-huh. And also for our listeners, do you have any suggestions? If you want to have us talk about another topic, you know, that might be what's going on in society, please let us know, and then we will certainly get those resources. Maybe Darren and Cindy can help out with that as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you for
having
us. Appreciate it. I have one more thing to add.
Uh-huh.
There is a book that I believe everybody needs to read. It's called Emotional Intelligence 2.0. You know, Darren talked a lot about being emotionally available and the struggle it is for a lot of men. Mm-hmm. And I think this book would make for a great book study, support group. It even includes a key to do like a personal assessment of yourself, your style.
Oh, wow.
To, you know, show areas where you might need to grow in. So I highly recommend. It's a bestseller, Wall Street Journal bestseller.
Who's it
by? By Dr. Travis Bradbury and Dr. Jean Graves. Not sure.
Okay, and the title again?
Emotional Intelligence 2.0.
As she said, everybody should get a copy.
What's the name of the title again?
Emotional Intelligence 2.0.
Got it.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.